on.
EJ!
Get this out. There we go. How you guys doing?
Good. How are you, man?
Doing well. I really appreciate you guys reaching out. This is very cool.
Well, it was so last second, so thank you for joining with no questions.
Yeah, it's absolutely. Been,
really appreciate that. Where are you, man?
Austin, Texas.
Holy shit. What's going on there? Do you have power?
Yeah, I have power. I have water now.
Wow.
We have been lucky, my wife and I. The worst we got was we lost water pressure.
Only for
about a day, but like people have lost power. Like we've had friends that need to come over here just to like shower and
no way.
Yeah, it's been pretty crazy. But today was the first really warm day. Well, warmer day. Most of the ice has melted, so things should be looking up from here. But yeah,
it must feel like the apocalypse is like,
The last probably about year of my life, last few years, has felt like this type. We moved from Texas to California in 2017 when the fires were happening. Literally, during the fires, we were like in the U-Haul and we couldn't see because there was like smoke. Yeah. Then we moved back to Texas and then literally like a snowstorm. What the hell is that? It's Texas. Where's this shit?
You're getting tested, my friend. That Beyonce song, Survivor, it's about you.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad you're okay. It's so wild. Like I was in LA from October until like 3 weeks ago. And it's like, I just narrowly avoided a bunch of crazy things that happened there, you know, and then back in Vancouver, and you're just seeing all your friends online just struggling.
Yeah.
And so
everywhere. It's like a struggle across the board.
Oh man.
Yeah.
I mean, I heard you really struggled when you went ghost hunting one time.
Okay. Yeah.
Here's the call segue.
I have to start off with I want to apologize to my mom because I know that she really instilled in me, don't mess with demons, don't mess with you. In a Latin American household, Puerto Ricans, and it's very, very, we don't mess with demons, you don't mess with the spirits. You know, when you watch Paranormal Activity, you know, she makes a point like, that's real.
Real. Yeah.
So I was in college and when I first went to college, like right after high school. So I went to a university out here in Texas that was like in the middle of nowhere. It was not a great time, but one of the things that they would do was like, oh, there's this like haunted road, I guess. And they were like, yeah, it's really haunted. You go and you drive on it. And apparently you're supposed to see some sort of interaction with, I don't know, some spiritual. I was like, yeah, whatever, let's do it. I'm down. And so we're going, I'm like in the car and it's me and probably about four other people. And we go and it's like, it's not like a normal haunted road where it's like, oh, you know, you're kind of close to main streets. No, this is like, we went like back roads, like behind farms, we're going farm roads and we get out there and I'm like sitting out there. And what I was thinking the entire time was like, yo, if I die, my mom is going to be like, I was like, damn, I can't. I hope I don't die tonight because I know that her prayers will get to me and that will be like, what I'm hearing. But we ended up like, we felt like a little jolt. It was like the car kind of moved a little bit and we were like, okay, that was weird. And I thought kind of maybe it was the guy that was driving. Like, you know, I was like, oh, I don't know.
Yeah.
We got back and the truck had these like, kind of smaller handprint looking thing.
No.
Yeah.
No.
It's always that, hands.
After that, I was like, yeah, I'm not doing that again. That was cool.
Yeah.
How many?
Handprints? Like two, just like right in the front, like as if something were to like have pushed it.
Yeah. Well, that was the baby you ran over.
Oh, no.
They said that something happened there, that somebody got killed, and that's why the ghosts are there. I don't know. I never know. I know that something happened, somebody died, and now people go and drive and try to mess with the spirits. But
don't bother ghosts. Yeah. Leave them alone. They died.
No more.
They've already had a hard time. They died. Now you're going to go and fuck with them.
And they never died for something like really like, oh, you know, he slipped. It was like, no,
yeah.
This fool was dragged behind a truck and they like feathered you. Like, what the hell?
Yeah. They're mad.
Yeah.
It's so crazy. My girlfriend lives right downtown, right across the street from the Kiefer. Is that what it's called? No, what's it called?
Cecil.
The Cecil. And there's that documentary that just came out on it.
Yep.
And it's like, it's basically makes you feel like anything around that building is cursed. And if you go there, you're going to do some weird stuff, probably in an elevator and end up in a water tank. And then I'm like looking at it through the window. It's like, wow.
I got some not over there.
Yeah. Were you, before that happened, were you sort of like a non-believer, or were you kind of like, yeah, I think ghosts and...
I'm like, ghosts, yeah. There's definitely, like, I don't know anything. Like, yeah, there's probably ghosts. Realistically, probably. Like, I'm one of those people where I look at life like, I know that I don't know a lot of shit.
That's how I feel.
And yeah. So I can't say, like, people are like, hey, do you believe in aliens? Maybe. I don't know.
Maybe.
They could be.
Could be. Like, that's how I feel. But yeah. For a couple of guys like me and you, that's why Twitter is hard, is because everyone on there is an expert. Okay. And you're an idiot for not knowing all the things they know.
Yeah.
Yeah. But some of the things on Twitter, they'll pitch you some crazy ideas. The thing is, I realized today, so actually before this, I was getting my haircut. And so
okay, you look great.
So like I said, thank you. I appreciate it. So I moved recently. So I haven't found like the right place for my haircut. So I was like, you know what? And there's been a nice one. So I haven't really done research. Found one place that was open. I thought like, let me see if they're taking me. I go, the guy was cool. I was like walking. I was like, okay, I like the vibe. We're talking, we're hanging out. And we started talking about just the ice storm. I'm like, you know, hey, it seems like the government really abandoned us, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, okay, this guy's, you know. And then, so the more and more we're talking about, then I think we got on the topic of like food. Mm-hmm. And how, you know, eating, you should also like eat well because that'll help you. I don't know. He'd like start talking about food, but then he started talking about, I don't know if you guys remember Coco, the gorilla that it was.
Yeah.
Okay. So he was like, well, you know, Coco, the gorilla. I was like, yeah. And he was like, you know, like she was super intelligent. She was able to sign language. I was like, yeah, that was super insane. He's like, you know, and look at gorillas, like they eat vegetables, they eat all this stuff. Like, that's amazing. Like that should tell you something. I was like, yeah. He's like, you know, one time, did you ever hear about this? And I'm like,
uh-oh.
Have you watched all this stuff on Coco? And I'm like,
oh no.
I was talking about like, yeah, I remember when her cat died and she was like, oh, Coco sad. I don't know how to sign it.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was like, that shit was crazy that she has the emotional intelligence. And he's like, yeah. And then he turned it to like, you know, one time she was signing that, you know, like humans evil. And I was like, what? And he was like, yeah, but it had to do with like the food. And then I started being like,
oh no.
What do we talk about here?
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, you know, so like I think that she understood that like the food is what's corrupting us. And I was like, oh no. And I'm halfway through the haircut here, so I'm like, I gotta go along with this. Cause because my hair can't make him mad.
Yeah.
He's telling
me, like, oh, this guy's not a believer.
I'm telling you, like the meat companies, they want you to eat meat. And I was like, okay, I see like, you know, eat vegetarian. Yep. You know, I was like, I get this. And then he was like, but it's because the reptilians are in control. And I was like,
Oh, no. There you go.
In control of what? It all. I'm telling you. And I was like, oh God, he's still like cutting my hair. Like, yeah, the reptilian.
You're like, those chameleons, I'll tell you.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. I have, it's interesting. We were talking about this.
Yeah.
The pandemic has made everyone an extreme version of themselves. Yeah. So if that person kind of had a bad experience with an iguana once, now everyone's actually. Actually.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I have a couple friends who were kind of like that anyway. And now they're like, see, I knew it. Now look at all these people who are agreeing with me.
Yeah.
But once again, I don't know anything, so I'm like, maybe.
That was my conversation with him. He would tell me, like, he got on to, he told me, at one point, he's to my face without any sense of irony. He said, yeah, do you know about intergalactic law? And I had to be like, yup.
Yeah.
You're like, great Beastie Boys album. I love that. The robot suits. They look awesome.
Like, hey, that'll be a topic for another haircut. And I was like, oh my God.
He's like, you know what? I'm only going to cut half your hair so you can come back and we'll finish this conversation.
Yeah.
I was like, I literally thought to myself, like, man, I'm really selling it, but I'm buying this movie. He thinks I'm going to come back.
Wow. Yeah, you're a great actor.
Oh, man.
I'm like you, where I just want to make the person comfortable who's talking to me, even if they're saying things that fundamentally for me are problematic. I'm like, okay, interesting.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
Yeah. And another thing I notice is that people who, it's like they're the experts. They know more than doctors and scientists and everything. Mm-hmm. They're the ones who are like, no one's doing any research but me. Yeah. It's like, well, I think you're just doing research over here. And I think these people are just doing research over here. It's all YouTube.
Yeah.
It's all YouTube.
He literally said at one point while he was telling me about the intergalactic law, he turned to his other, like his co-barber, and he was like, you know what? I'm bringing the TV in here. I'm putting the YouTube playlist on. And I'm like, oh my God, there's a conversation about this. And he's like, oh man.
Oh man.
I remember we had this guest on. He's a very funny comedian named Ola Dada. And he grew up in a Nigerian household, and they were really afraid of spirits. And I was like, man, I hope a ghost haunts me. And he was like, don't say that, Kenny. Don't say that. I scared him so bad.
Like, don't say that shit, man. It's real.
I was like, I'm going to be the martyr of our times. If a ghost kills me, I'll be the first one killed by a ghost, and everyone will know about me. And this podcast will become very successful. Yeah. He's like, don't say that.
I understand the logic, though. I'm with it. I'm with the logic.
And now your barber is like, they'll just cover it up like they do everything else.
Yeah. Those reptilians.
You know what's funny is when you see somebody on Facebook or something do a statement like that, like, I saw it, and then everyone's like, whoa, and then next week they're just back to like memes. It's like, if you know the end's coming, how can you just go back to memes?
Right.
You know?
I knew a guy, like, especially being originally from Texas, I have a lot of friends on Facebook that are like that. And there's a guy that I swear to you, like, for example, when like Epstein killed himself, he went on this thing. He was like, this is it. We're going to figure it all out. It's all coming out. All the Democrats, all the Republicans, all you guys that are having sex with me. Like, he went on this long Facebook thing. And then no joke, it was like the next day, it was like this meme of like this guy, like two fish. And I was like, dude, you literally think that the world is over.
Yeah.
Memes? You're shit posting through the apocalypse. That's cool.
I love it.
It's got to have fun too.
Yeah.
Exactly. You know? Got to have the laughs.
Yeah.
Laughter with the pain.
Oh man. Yeah. It's scary though. It's like, and I really am not arrogant about it like you. It's like, I don't know anything. Like really, it's, I've kind of been like that through my life. It's like, okay, I'm good at music and I'm good at the comedy things and these things. I'm just going to focus on that. And so if we're going to have an argument about plugins and Pro Tools, then I'll get passionate. Then I'll get involved. Then I'll tell people some shit they don't know and tell them they don't do any research. But other than that, I don't know. It's just, it's kind of entertaining.
Yeah.
But it's wild. It's like it's everyone's by themselves mostly. Yeah. And so you can really,
get carried away.
Get excited about your narrative you're creating.
Oh, yeah. I like my whole family's kind of into the whole reptilian theory.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, my dad is. And I had to move back during COVID briefly before I move into my new place. And I've just been like leaving my room to go to the kitchen, to the bathroom, out. And like, I have to like peer outside the door and like see if anyone's there. Cause if someone is there, then I'm going to have to hear about the reptilians and I don't want to hear about it.
It'd be funny if you
were like eating cornflakes, like, hey, just do it.
They're like, Alexi, you notice you eating carrots. Sure, you don't want some mosquitoes?
How about some bees?
But it is interesting, like, seeing friends of mine become like staunch in political ways that they weren't before.
Yeah.
I still love them and care about them. Mm. You know what I mean? So it's hard to sort of stay in people's lives and let them know that you still care about them, even if you're on the other end of the spectrum from the things they're feeling in the moment. And it could, I feel like if things level out, like I hope they do, maybe they'll go back to
like bad.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, I'd love for them to just believe that 9/11 was a hoax and just leave it at that. That's
that was a while ago.
Like, look, I remember being like 15 and I saw something about 9/11. I literally vividly remember I was in my computer room. I was like watching it super close up to the computer and it was like 2 a.m. And I went into my dad's room and was like, Dad.
He's
like, what the hell?
yeah.
I'm like, look at this. See? Look at the proof. That's not how
it is.
And right? I tell you, my dad's like, go to sleep.
I miss when that was like the wildest thing on the
internet. Yeah.
When that was like the weirdest thing, and now it's like,
I feel like we know a lot more now too. So like, dude, you know what? If that was a conspiracy or whatever, like I feel like somebody would have said something. Somebody would be like, hey, you know what? It's true. That was me.
Right?
That was me. I like like me. They want to be a martyr.
Yeah.
It was me. I faked the moon landing. It was me, Stanley Kubrick, director of The Shining.
Yeah.
It's just a yet another amazing piece of cinematic artwork I put out. So just be impressed by that. We still don't know how to get to the moon. Yeah, it's pretty crazy. It's just very opinionated. And for some people like the three of us who are like, whoa, 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 whoa. Yeah. I'm just trying to get by. I'm trying to make my little songs, my little sketches. I just want to be friends with everyone. Let's go sit on a patio and have a lager somewhere. Yeah.
Right? Like, can I live?
I don't even want to talk politics with anybody.
Yeah.
I really don't want
to. No, not
at all. It's so scary.
And then when the topic starts getting approached and you're with a group of friends that you haven't done the politics talk yet, and so literally this happened to me the other day where a group of friends and I was playing, I think it was a video game or something, and I was like, yeah, you know, like, man, it's crazy when Biden be the president now, right? And I was like, no. I know this dynamic.
Oh no.
You're like, that wasn't a segue. Listen, we were just talking about NBA 2K a second ago.
You can't just right now.
Yeah.
Oh no.
That's not how that works. And go on Twitter if you want to talk about that with strangers.
Yeah.
Yeah. Have you ever been in a fight?
All right. The thing about the fight, like, have I been beat up? Yes.
Have I fought back? No.
So by a technicality, I guess, yes. So when I was like, when I was younger, especially, I was like a smaller kind of like, I was a goofy kid and I like to, you know, I like to make jokes, make people laugh, whatever. But I also had a little bit of a mouth, not in a bad way, but where I was like, oh, I'm going to, the kid, I always felt like I wanted to burn this guy. I was little. And so I was in third grade and buddy and I remember it so vividly. We were out at recess and there was this like bully, it's a schoolyard bully. And he came home and he's like, and he was like mocking him. And I remember thinking in my head, like, what's the worst thing I can call this son of a bitch right now? Like, how can I just demolish him and completely rip? And I was like, teacher's pet. And everyone was like, yeah.
The shame.
And he was just like, and I was just like, teacher's pet, teacher's pet, teacher's pet. The next thing I remember is I looked away from him. He just like wrapped me and I was like, he was like, and he picked me up and he threw me into like it was like a playground set. He threw me into like this wooden corner and I remember like knocked the wind out of me and
oh no,
off the playground set. And I was like, and I literally thought in my head, I was like, this is it. Some teacher saw and like stopped it. And then I remember like I guess he was like a custodian there. He like picked me up. He was like, hey, are you good, kid? And I was like, I think so. And he like took me to the nurse's office where they, you know, they give you ice and they like, are you okay, blah, blah. And as I was like walking out of the nurse's office, he walked by the principal's office and I saw him in there and he like looked at me and I was like, teacher's pet.
You just stuck to it.
Yeah, you like beat the shit out of me too.
Oh no.
Oh my God.
So that's my story.
Did people just watch?
Yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. I mean, he was like, I think he was held back. So he was like bigger and I was too. So it was just like, and people were just like, oh damn. Like, dude's getting
what? He got held back and he was a teacher's pet.
Yeah.
He's not good.
That's why I think it was not a teacher's pet at all. That insult was not founded in any sort of truth. That was just,
you know, what's so funny. I love thinking about like what the insults are when you're a little kid. Like, I grew up in a pretty like poor area, and the main insult was, hey man, your clothes look like you got them from Value Village. Ooh. And it was like, hey, fuck you. And now we love Value Village.
Oh, I got this from Value Village the other day.
When I was still in college, I was doing like substitute teaching part time.
Oh, cool.
And so like, you know, you get to go back and you're like seeing kids and like seeing how the, like, especially like younger kids. But I realized how social media and like access technology, like they see so much more now. They know.
Yeah.
I remember I wrote a tweet one day, like when I was subbing, that like when we were kids, it was like, yeah, it's like, yeah, you're a teacher's pet. And now they're like, what's up, punk ass bitch? And I'm like,
I know, it's so much harsher.
I'm like, okay, dude.
Yeah.
Like, chill. Yeah, it's crazy. They know they're a lot meaner sometimes, I feel like.
You know what's funny though is that like when I was a teenager, the biggest insult was racial or homophobic. And yeah. I think that's gone now.
Oh, yeah.
So I think it's somewhere, you know what I mean? It's like, it's cruel, but it's not that way now. It's changed that way.
Yeah.
Got to be creative in a different way. You have to do a little research. You have to hire a PI to follow your guy's family around.
I really got to.
Yeah. Yeah. I heard your dad didn't get the promotion he wanted.
What? I'm just imagining him saying that, like, they're like in the hallways, like getting his promotion, and then like fast forward to when he gets home, he's like, "Dad?" And he's like,
"How did EJ know that?"
The dad just like slams the newspaper, like, "Son of a bitch!"
Oh my god!
Oh, that got sad.
Yeah.
I heard you had to shower at EJ's house. The power went out. There's no water pressure. Wow, that's so cool. So you were a substitute teacher?
Yeah, well, that was like one. I did a bunch of part-time jobs. I've always been like, where I'll do like random jobs.
Yeah,
just, I don't know, might as well.
Wow.
So like,
what was your most nightmare daytime job?
I had no joke, probably 10 different nightmares. I'm not even, there was one, I worked at a GameStop at one point, and then I found out within my first 2 weeks that the manager was having an affair with a manager from another store. I literally started, got a phone call, and I'm like, okay, this is one of my first times getting the phone. Like, hello, I'm like, this is GameStop, how can I help you? Like, what am I doing? Like, and then it's like an older lady, and she was like, hey, is this GameStop? And I'm like, I just, but yeah, I'm thinking like she's gonna ask like, well, what video games do you recommend for my son? I don't know. And she's like, yeah, do you work for this guy? And like, and I'm like, yeah, he's the manager. How do you feel knowing that you work for someone that is having an affair on his wife, their 4 adopted children? I was like,
whoa!
I was like, I don't know anything. I just started like.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So I had one time where, I literally worked. This is when I moved to California, where I was just trying to take any job I could find, like in the very beginning. I'm like, okay, I just need some money. I need to make some money. I saw a Craigslist ad that was for a social media manager. And I was like, bet, let's do that. That'd be cool. Mm-hmm. So it's in a cool spot in LA. It's like it's over in Playa del Rey. So it's like really nice. I don't know if you've ever been over there, but like, it's a really nice area. And I'm thinking like, oh, it's gonna be cool. And I go and I walk in and it looks like it's like a P.O. box place, I guess, where you can have your
own. Okay.
P.O. box. Yeah. I'm like, okay. Yeah. And this lady is like, she's like introducing herself and she's like, so I need someone to help me like figure out the social media for this place. And I'm thinking in my head, like, for the P.O. box spot, like, what? Okay. Like,
yeah.
And then I'm like looking around and like, there's also like random things like set up to be sold. Like they had like sticker prices and it's like, there was a rack with like, it was literally like little Sunday school girl dresses. And this was like an older lady. And it was like Sunday school girl dresses. There was random art pieces that had like prices on them. And I was like, I don't know what is going on here, but you know,
yeah.
Money. So I agreed. I ended up becoming literally like the first day. She's like, well, before you start doing social media stuff, I kind of need you to like learn how to run the cash register. And I was like, are you serious? Like, I'm a cash register person. Okay. But it was the only, there's like nobody that comes in. Like I'm the only other person there. So I worked there for about 2 weeks. And it was every single day. It was probably like a week and a half. And every single day I was just like, what is going on? Like,
what is the goal of this store?
What are we selling here? Like I was just trying to figure, and then she would like go. And the thing was, this is what blew my mind. The store, like nobody came in. Nobody, like very rarely, people, you know, people come in, put P.O. box, I gotta check my P.O. box, whatever, but not a whole lot of people. And she would leave to go on errands, but like for most of the day, I was like, man, she really just hired me to be a cashier. And I was like, this sucks, but whatever. I was like, I'll figure it out. And like, it gave me a lot of time because I could just like kind of like apply for jobs and things like that. I remember like one time, one of the days, this guy like walks in with a piece of artwork. And like she's gone. Remember, she's like on her errand. And he walks in and I'm like standing there just like looking at him. And he looks at me and he's like, hey. And I'm like, what's up? And he literally is like,
yeah,
all right. And he goes and puts the art on the wall. And he looks at me and he's like, hey, tell Monica that one's 150. And just leaves. Oh, and I was like, what? So then she comes in and I'm like, hey, that guy, she's like, oh yeah, he sometimes brings in like random artwork and I sell it. And I was like,
oh my God,
what? She's like, yeah, he just started doing it one time. And I was like, okay, that's totally cool. Whatever. So then another day she leaves. And then the thing that was the final straw was she told me, she gave me this binder and she was like, hey, when I got into work, she like dropped on me. It's like this big. And she's like, I need you to organize all, these are lyrics. These are lyric sheets. And I'm like,
what is your job?
And I was like, oh. Lyric sheets? She's like, yeah, I need you to organize all the lyrics. And I was like, okay. And this shit is not small. It's like that. And I was like, yeah, I guess I could do that. Like, okay. And she's like, okay. And she leaves. Right. So I'm like opening it up. Tell me how this shit was in like Polish. I'm looking at you. I'm like, I literally started like pulling it out. I would look at it and be like, I would just put random ones together that thought maybe looked the same. And there was multiple songs. So I had no idea. Like, multiple, but then as I'm going through the paperwork, this is where it was like, this is where it was it for me. Going through, oh, okay, this song, and I see this one, and it's like an email, like a printed off email from like, but it looks like it's printed off in like 2007, right? And I'm like, it's all these, and they're like highlighted, stuff like that. It was literally like somebody in like the immigration office for the government being like, we know that you are here illegally, and we are going to catch you, and like.
You weren't supposed to see that.
No, multiple, not even just one. It was like multiple, and I was just like going through it, and I was like, "Oh my God, is this a money laundering front?" Like, she's driving a damn Range Rover. And I know no, she's not.
It definitely
shit.
Was.
Yeah, and I was like,
"It definitely was."
I was like, "What is happening?" So then I started kind of being like, "Oh shit, I gotta get the hell out of here. Like, I can't be invited to this." So that day she comes back, she's like, "How are the lyrics?" And I'm no joke, I'm sitting here like. Yeah, lyrics. I can, you know, I was like, you know what? I'm not feeling great. I think I should head out. She's like, okay. And then I was like, you know what? I actually am never going to come back. So I should probably say something. So I like turned around. Yeah. I was like, hey, I'm going to quit. I got a job. But she was like, where'd you get a job? And I was like, over there.
GameStop.
I was like, I don't know. I was like, I have a job. And then she was like, well, why are you quitting? And she was giving me the third degree. And I was like, I just like, kind of want to, you know, got this new job. I got to figure it out, whatever. So I'm leaving and she's like, do you have anybody that you think can work the cash register? I was like, you're crazy. No.
Wow. Yeah. Well, I that'd be funny if you showed her that immigration paper and she's like, what do you think of my immigration song?
This one was my favorite one. I was trying to, can you sing it for me?
Yeah, you've heard of Immigrant Song by Led Zeppelin. This is my rendition of that. That is crazy.
LA, I did that. And then after that, for 3 days, I was a personal assistant to some like really rich guy that owns some hardware company. And that lasted 3 days because I was so uncomfortable by the third day of just like, this is so weird. What are we doing here? Like, he had four people that were different personal assistants and were doing these different things. And I was like, what am I doing? I got there the first day, they're like, hey, we're going to teach you how to cut his wheatgrass shots. And I was like, okay, I'm cutting this guy's wheatgrass. And they're like, yeah, don't talk to him before 9 a.m., by the way. And I was like, what if he's out here at like 8:50? Like, don't look at him. And I was like, don't look at him. So then like the second day's come around and he starts talking to me about like, I'm like researching a cabin for him because he's like, hey, find me a cabin in this city. I want to buy one. And I'm like, dude, I don't know what the hell. I'm like, yeah, Google. I was like, cabins for sale. Like, I don't know. Like, I don't know. Who do I contact? Like Zillow? Like, what the hell is this shit? So then I'm like doing that. And then he's like on his iPad next to me, like scrolling through Facebook. And then he turns to me and he's like, you see this girl? And I like looked and it was like an older lady because he was a little bit older. He was like, she used to have a thing for me. And I was like, That's tight. That's
you're like when 1978.
I was like, what shit for you? And he's like, yeah, you know. And I just wasn't feeling it at the moment. But you think I should reach out to her? I literally was like, yeah.
You're like, is this my job?
I was like, you should for sure, absolutely, yeah, you should reach out to her. And he's like, okay, I think I'm going to. And then he pulls up another picture of like a completely different girl. And he's like, but this one, right? And I was like. You know her? And he's like, oh, she used to like me too. I was like, that's so dope. That is so.
Yeah.
And he was like, yeah, I should reach out to her too. Right. And I was like, yeah. And then literally I drove home and that day I like texted the first assistant. I was like, yeah, I'm not coming back, dude. This is weird.
Yeah. He's like, before you go, can you organize my lyrics, please?
I was like, oh my, can you organize my wife's lyric book?
yeah, exactly.
Oh my God.
That's so weird. Yeah. You kept having these like vague jobs that seemed to be for failing businesses or fronts for other businesses.
There was
this Thai food place that I loved that was right by my place, and it was called 24/7 Thai. Always empty. But it was around for like 12 years.
No, and it's like, there.
Okay, what's happening here? And I'd go in there and the lady would be so mean to me all the time. Like, she'd be like, oh, 2 a.m. again, huh? You're lonely. I'd be like, okay, listen, I'm just here for some pad thai. This isn't good for business.
Oh my
gosh.
She's like, where'd you get that shirt, Dying Village? What?
Yeah. There's also this mall in Vancouver. I don't know if you've ever been to Vancouver, but I don't understand how Tinseltown Mall exists. It's there's the normal mall, and then there's this other mall that has like a store with just silk collar dragon shirts in it. Yeah. It's like, what is this?
Shirts with different colors.
any color you want.
Yeah, okay, let me know if they got a medium.
Yeah, it's full of stores that it sounds like you would have worked at when you first moved to LA. You telling me that story reminded me of, in Toronto, there's this place called Kensington Market. It's like a shopping area. It's really fun. But there is this one store that we went into just out of sheer curiosity, because from what I could tell, they sold bubble tea, purses. There's a poster of Sid Vicious from the Sex Pistols on the wall, and then a Dwayne Wade jersey.
Yep.
It's like, what is
one jersey?
Yeah. For a Miami Heat Dwayne Wade jersey, it's like a triple XL. So like, it's probably the same thing.
Signed or anything, it's just a jersey.
No.
Yeah.
It's the same thing. A guy coming, hey, can I sell this in here? Like,
absolutely. Absolutely.
Oh my God.
Wow.
Yeah.
Working in LA, I worked just like, you know, like I was doing these multiple just crazy jobs. And then I ended up from there, my first real job was I was doing like third party contracting for, I would just say a social media. And it literally ended up being an adult daycare. Like as I look back, I'm like, wow, that was an adult daycare that we got paid to be there. Because they, like, at first it was like, everybody was like, hey, we're all committed. We want to do this. We want to go. We want to move up. We want to move from contractor to get hired at the company, everything like that. But then it slowly, we realized like, oh no, there's no movement here. Like, you guys are just the contractors. And people were just kind of like, oh, okay. So like, we'll just do whatever we want then. And ended up being like where people would go and be like, hey, I'm going to go take my actual like smoke marijuana break. And like, smoke weed in the parking lot, and the HR people would see, and like, they didn't even fire them. They didn't do anything like that. And then they had to let everybody go, but they were like, we need 10 people to stay on for another month. So they, like, I was one of the 10 that was selected. And the last month we didn't do shit. Like, we literally went to work. We were like, dude, what do they do? They fired everybody else. They need us.
Yeah.
So, and we would like have to do our quota. We would go in and try to knock out the quota in like an hour. And the rest of the 7 hours, we would literally go and we started this whole thing where we would try to find the worst movies we could find and just watch them all the way.
Man, I've done that game too. Oh,
there's some great stuff out there. Really great stuff out there.
Yeah. I'm a connoisseur of that also. It's so funny because like, there's this movie called The Game. It's a Michael Douglas movie where he has everything. He's a wealthy person. And so his brother gets him the gift of hiring a company to just fuck with him, make his life more interesting. Sounds like your life.
I don't know what is happening. I don't know what I did. I don't know if I made someone mad, but something went wrong. Because when I was working, I had that job for like close to a year. And I remember like halfway through, I was like, what? They brought in, the funniest thing was they brought in a guy from, because they have overseas offices, and that's like where they really make their money is the overseas ones. They brought in a guy from one of their overseas offices where those are different countries. Their labor laws are completely different. Like they can do shit that you can't obviously do here. And the guy came in and like had a meeting. And I knew that the meeting was weird because the lead boss, like, he was like, hey guys, what's up? And I could tell he's like, kind of like, And I was like,
weird energy.
And he's like, hey, we got a meeting going on. It's going to be the other room. Hey, I got a meeting in that office over there. So I will be over there. And I was like, okay, dude. And we start the meeting and this guy comes in. He's like talking to us. And then I remember the point where he goes, he was like, okay, so we're going to start having to document every bathroom break. Every time you get up, you need to clock in bathroom break. And then, and one of the guys was like, started laughing, that one of the guys that worked there, and he started laughing, got up. He's like, no, we're not doing that. And he's like pointing at the guy. He's like, this is a joke, right? And everyone started laughing. And the guy, yeah, I think just felt so uncomfortable. He just was like, and he walked out. And they never brought up the bathroom break thing.
Good.
Yeah.
You can't do that.
It was crazy.
That's so weird. Yeah.
He's like, you'll notice on the chart, there's a little box then just for some details. If you want to tell us kind of like what your purpose was. That's crazy. I had a job at a call center that was like that too. And it's funny because we found out the company was going out of business 2 weeks from then.
Oh yeah.
But we still had to work for 2 weeks beyond knowing it was going out of business. So I remember everybody just downloaded Nintendo emulators on their computers and were playing like Mike Tyson's Punch Out and stuff.
Oh my God.
It was a sports betting website. And so there was all these TVs in there so you could watch games, yeah, but we were just watching like Army of Darkness and stuff. It was actually really fun. Last day we had a barbecue.
Like I look back at the last month of that job after they had fired everyone and kept like the 10 people. And a buddy of mine, were just talking about this like the other day. Like, I think he texted me, he was like, hey man, I didn't dream this, right? Like, this happened. There was a month where they paid us and we went in and didn't do shit, right?
Yeah.
Except they came down one time and they were like, hey, we got you guys burritos. And we're like, cool. And they walked away and the shit was expired.
Oh no.
They're trying to kill you.
Yeah.
It was the woman from the store.
I know what's trying to keep you.
I used to work at a country club as well, where I ran like this like little kitchen that was like so far away from the rest of the building. So nobody ever came to check in on us. And we would get so bored because all we'd be doing is like cooking for people that would come and eat. And sometimes it would be dead because it was a poolside restaurant and it might be a little bit overcast and nobody would be at the pool. So all day we would just cook for ourselves and eat all day.
Start making like 10 patty burgers and stuff to see if you could do it.
Oh yeah. We were just making ridiculous things. And then once we were full, we got our hands on a roll of duct tape and we started making things out of duct tape, like crafts and things.
Like, what's going on there? You're like, what? My hands are covered in paint.
Like, I made a hat. Like,
yep. Some people aren't meant for day jobs.
No.
My last day job I had before I was doing music and this full time was I worked at a record store and I worked in the jazz and classical department, which is its own room. And I would literally go on Facebook and as a status update be like, hey, I'm not going to be doing any work in the jazz and classical department. Come hang out. And my boss liked it. He went, see you there. It was just like accepted that I didn't try. Yeah.
Oh my God.
Cool. Well, thank you, AJ, for coming on so short notice, man.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I really appreciate you guys even having me on. This is really fun. Yeah,
absolutely.
It's a blast.
Anything you want to promote before we end the episode?
There will be, I don't know, it's not fully out yet, but I'm working on something with Dan right now. We're getting an NBA podcast going here. We're getting finalizing everything out, but yeah, so hopefully that'll be coming out pretty soon.
That's really exciting. I'm a big NBA fan, so I'll definitely be checking it out.
Yeah, we got to talk about it then.
We got to talk about it.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, dude. Hey, thanks so much for coming on, man.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Have a good one.
All right.
You too.
Bye.